Interpretation. You cannot win wars without public and political support, but people will balk at joining your side or cause unless it seems righteous and just. And as Luther realized, presenting your cause as just takes strategy and showmanship. First, it is wise to pick a fight with an enemy that you can portray as authoritarian, hypocritical, and power-hungry. Using all available media, you strike first with a moral offensive against the opponent's points of vulnerability. You make your language strong and appealing to the masses, and craft it, if you can, to give people the opportunity to express a hostility they already feel. You quote your enemy's own words back at them to make your attacks seem fair, almost disinterested. You create a moral taint that sticks to them like glue, baiting them into a heavy-handed counterattack will win you even more public support. Instead of trumpeting your own goodness, which would make you seem smug and arrogant, you show it through the contrast between their unreasonable actions and your own crusading deeds. Aim at them the most withering charge of all, that they are after power, while you are motivated by something higher and selfless. Do not worry about the manipulations you will have to resort to if you are to win this moral battle. Making a public show that your cause is more just than the enemy's will amply distract people from the means you employ. Keys to Warfare. The French officer and writer André Beaufre calls the strategic use of morality an exterior maneuver, for it lies outside the territory being fought over and outside battlefield strategy. It takes place in its own space, its own moral terrain. Nations today must play the public game, deflecting their enemies' attempts to portray them as evil. Without appearing to whine about what the other side is doing, they must also work to expose their enemies' hypocrisies, taking the war to the moral court themselves, fighting on apparently moral terms. Cede the moral terrain to the other side, and you limit your freedom of action. Now, anything you might have to do that is manipulative yet necessary will feed the unjust image the enemy has publicized, and you will hesitate to take such action. This has great relevance to all forms of conflict. When your enemies try to present themselves as more justified than you are, and therefore more moral, you must see this move for what it most often is, not a reflection of morality, of right and wrong, but a clever strategy, an exterior maneuver. You can recognize an exterior maneuver in a number of ways. First, the moral attack often comes out of left field, having nothing to do with what you imagine the conflict is about. Something you have done in a completely different arena is dredged up as a way to drain your support or inject you with guilt. Second, the attack is often ad hominem. Rational argument is met with the emotional and personal. Your character, rather than the issue you are fighting over, becomes the ground of the debate. Your motives are questioned and given the darkest turn. Once you realize you are under attack by a moral warrior using the exterior maneuver, it is vital to keep control of your emotions. If you complain or lash out angrily, you just look defensive, as if you had something to hide. The moral warrior is being strategic. The only effective response is to be strategic too. Even if you know that your cause is just, you can never assume that the public sees it the same way. Appearances and reputation rule in today's world. Letting the enemy frame these things to its liking is akin to letting it take the most favorable position on the battlefield. Once the fight for moral terrain has begun, you must fight to occupy the high ground in the same way you would in a shooting war. In general, in a conflict that is potentially nasty, in which you are certain the enemy will resort to almost anything, it is best that you go on the offensive with your moral campaign and not wait for their attacks. Poking holes in the other side's reputation is easier than defending your own. The more you stay on the offensive, the more you can distract the public from your own deficiencies and faults are inevitable in war. If you are physically and militarily weaker than your enemy, all the more reason to mount an exterior maneuver, Move the battle to the moral terrain, where you can hamstring and beat a stronger foe. The best defense against moral warriors is to give them no target. Live up to your good name. Practice what you preach, at least in public. Ally yourself with the most just causes of the day. Make your opponents work so hard to undermine your reputation that they seem desperate and their attacks blow up in their faces. If you have to do something nasty and not in harmony with your stated position or public image, use a cat's paw, some agent to act for you and hide your role in the action. If that is not possible, think ahead and plan a moral self-defense. At all costs, avoid actions that carry the taint of hypocrisy. Reversal. A moral offensive has a built-in danger. If people can tell what you are doing, your righteous stance may disgust and alienate them. Moral battles are for public consumption, and you must constantly gauge their effect, lowering or raising the heat accordingly.